Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah chapter 34. You'll find it, if you're using the Pew Bible, on page number 756. Now, one of the curious facts you'll find in the Old Testament, particularly among the prophets, is that when God is predicting and foretelling his judgment on his people, he also tells the nations he's going to use, the ungodly armies and kingdoms that he's going to use in this case to destroy Jerusalem about a century after the prophet Isaiah. And the prophet Habakkuk at one point objected to that, saying, I know we need to be, this is my paraphrase, I know we deserve to be judged, but not by those people. They're worse than we are. Well, it turns out that God does not let them off the hook, because even though it was his sovereign will, this is a great example of God sovereignly employing sinners without himself entering into sin, because he's going to judge the nations for their wickedness in the manner by which they afflicted, by God's permission, the people of God. Now, particularly the nation of Edom is going to come in for judgment here, and much of this chapter is about Edom. You remember that's the offspring of Esau, the brother of Jacob. They were nearby to the east of Judah, and their particular sin is when the Babylonian conquest took place, or would take place from Isaiah's perspective, instead of aiding the refugees, they afflicted them, and they killed them, and they turned them over to the Babylonians, and they were not good neighbors to them, and God judged them. Now, if you've seen the third Indiana Jones movie, by the way, you don't need to see movies to understand the Bible, but that movie was filmed in the ancient capital of Edom, that ancient fortress city of Petra. If ever there was an unassailable city, the only route through the rock, it was in the mountains, the only way to get there was through a narrow defile that could be defended by three or four men. There was no way to conquer Edom, and yet God says he's going to desolate the place. He's going to turn it into a haunt of jackals. He's going to do so without leaving any stone unturned. How will that happen? Well, if you go to Petra today, and you can, there is no one there. There has been no one there for centuries since the fulfillment of this prophecy. I think archaeologists suggest it was by disease. But the one thing we know from God's word is that, as verse 2 says, he is enraged against wickedness, particularly that against his people. And he will devote sinners to destruction. His justice and his wrath will give full rent. This chapter terribly chronicles the wrath of God upon this particular people. Now you say, where is the hope? Well, the hope is found in the next chapter and what comes afterwards. For there is redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We're going to see that played out, particularly on the nation of Edom, prophesied in this passage, later fulfilled. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life from God through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus. The bad news of chapters like Isaiah 4 urges us to give diligence to the good news of the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, let us give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 34th chapter of Isaiah. Draw near, O nations, to hear, and give attention, O peoples. Let the earth hear, and all that fills it, the world, and all that comes from it. For the Lord is enraged against all the nations, and furious against all their host. He has devoted them to destruction. He has given them over for slaughter. Their slain shall be cast out, and the stench of their corpses shall rise. The mountains shall flow with their blood. All the host of heaven shall rot away, and the skies roll up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall, as leaves fall from the vine, like leaves falling from the fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. Behold, it descends for judgment upon Edom, upon the people I have devoted to destruction. The Lord has a sword. It is sated with blood. It is gorged with fat, with the blood of animals and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Wild oxen shall fall with them, and young steers with the mighty bulls. Their land shall drink its full of blood, and their soil shall be gorged with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. And the streams of Edom shall be turned into pitch, and her soil into sulfur. Her land shall become burning pitch. Night and day it shall not be quenched. Its smoke shall go up forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the hawk and the porcupine shall possess it. The owl and the raven shall dwell in it. He shall stretch the line of confusion over it, and the plumb line of emptiness. Its nobles, there is no one there to call it a kingdom, and all its princes shall be nothing. Thorns shall grow over its strongholds, nettles and thistles in its fortresses. It shall be the haunt of jackals, an abode for ostriches, and wild animals shall meet with hyenas. The wild goat shall cry to his fellow. Indeed, there the night bird settles and finds for herself a resting place. There the owl nests and lays and hatches and gathers her young in her shadow. Indeed, there the hawks are gathered, each one with her mate. Seek and read from the book of the Lord. None of these shall be missing. None shall be without her mate. For the mouth of the Lord has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast the lot for them. His hand has portioned it out to them with a line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.